Films, comics, and TV shows are more diverse now than they've ever been. Whether it's a gay Mr. Sulu, an Asian Incredible Hulk, or a new team of Ghostbusters, there's no escaping the new wave of diversity that's hitting all forms of media.
What do we think of these Ghostbusters? Are they to be taken seriously?
You take that aisle, I'll take the far one.
Okay, you sweaty freaks, I'm about to save you from this ghost! Okay, so I don't know if it was a race thing or a lady thing, but I'm mad as hell.
On this week's Eastern Standard, a panel of media experts on the topic of diversification of mass media. It's a special encore edition of this award-winning show that aired in July of 2016. From the studios of WEKU on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University, this is Eastern Standard. Hello, I'm John Hingsbergen with a special encore broadcast. This program on diversity in mass media, which aired July 28th of 2016, received a first place award from the National Organization of Public Radio News Directors, PRNDI, or PRINDI, the Public Radio News Directors Incorporated. During this show, we began with examples of an African-American Spider-Man, women Ghostbusters, Asian-American Incredible Hulk, and a gay Mr. Sulu in last year's Star Trek movie, Mr. Sulu, already known as an Asian-American character. And of course, these media references are all about a year outdated at this point, and all in the realm of fiction, but we, of course, focused on nonfiction as well during the conversation. Did this program deserve an award? We're interested in your opinion. Beginning our program, I have two guests with me in the studio, and we'll be welcoming another shortly. But first up, I want to introduce back to the studios Dr. Lisa Day. And Lisa is director for the Women and Gender Studies Department at EKU. And as a faculty innovator, she has interests in American literature, trauma theory, feminist theory, along with directing women and gender studies. Certified instructor and faculty innovator. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Also with us, we are just meeting for the very first time. It's Dr. Yi Zhang.
Yes.
Zhang. Let's work on my pronunciation here. Li Zhang, also known as Charlie.
Yes.
Is here with us this morning. And Charlie is assistant professor of gender and women's studies at the University of Kentucky. And his interests include social movements, gender across the world, feminist theory, queer theory, and LGBT studies, masculinity studies, body, biopolitics in effect, queer of color analysis, transnational sexualities, gender, and sexuality in East Asia. We won't get into all of those topics, I suspect, but we're really grateful for your involvement in the show today.
Thank you for the invitation.
In just a little while, we will welcome our friend, Dr. Michael A.J. Is he a doctor, PhD? I'm not sure. We'll double check with that. Michael A.J. Randolph. He's a public radio guy and an instructor on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University with their Department of Communications. All right. Media diversity is the topic we wanted to pursue. And I have a group of student producers, younger folks who work with us in helping produce the show this week. And, of course, this is a topic that has come forward in our conversations about something that we could discuss on the show. Again, related to some of this fictional stuff, the cartoonish presentations of shows like Ghostbusters, comic strips, other media, TV, and so forth. What is the status of media diversity? And I guess maybe why don't I start with Lisa Day? What are you perceiving in terms of the status of media diversity? Is our media reflective of our society in terms of its diversity?
Oh, gosh. We have such a long way to go. But I see that we're making some inroads. I think anytime someone points out an inequity or an inequality or a lack of representation in the media, some media groups scramble to make up for it and add a character or two, maybe a plot line. I think the 2015 Oscars So White hashtag campaign had a pretty good effect on raising some awareness across the country. And some people have even said it's not Oscars So White, it's Hollywood So White. So there have been some inroads. There needs to be a lot more work.
mean, we think in terms of Hollywood as being a progressive place. We think of the left coast of the U.S.
Right.
We think in terms of a liberal values and perhaps, you know, the rest of the country tending to kind of follow along with what develops on the West Coast. But you're saying that that whole Oscars so white realm is a pretty good example of that. That may be not necessarily so true.
It's not yet true.
Charlie Zhang, your perception of media, and again, you're working in the area of gender and women's studies. Where does media come into play in the work that you are doing? Is that something that's on the agenda and that's on the syllabus frequently as you're teaching?
Oh, yes, because I think that media system plays a huge role in shaping and reshaping people's perception of gender relationships and the racial relationships and other, and LGBTQ issues becoming very hot and for a long time, and especially at this moment. So I think that's the two-way interaction. On the one hand, the media plays a huge role in shaping our understanding. On the other hand, the gender and race, those social systems played a huge role in structuring how media as a social part of the larger societies organized and operated to continue to reshape people. So it's functioning in two ways, and I think they are very closely related with each other.